What is the state of Wisconsin's employee trust fund?
The state of the trust fund is strong. We are coming out of a rather difficult investment period, but Wisconsin is in some cases very unique in the public plan sector with the way it manages and handles its liabilities for providing pension benefits.
How much money is in the kitty, so to speak?
There is over $71 billion in the trust fund on a market value basis.
And how much of that is made up of employee contributions, and does any of this come out of taxpayers' pockets?
In total, the vast majority of funding of the plan comes from investment return. In fact, over 66% of it comes from investment return. Contribution rates vary by year depending on the financial investment status. Right now, employees and taxpayers, local and state governments, pay about 11% of their payrolls for pension contributions.
Now, some states' pension funds are in dire straits, and since Wisconsin is doing so strong, I guess I'm interested in knowing what it takes to be a good investor in a bad market.
Well, it takes several things. Number one, it takes investment discipline. In other words, sticking to an investment plan for the long term, so you need to be a long-term investor and have long-term investment horizons. Secondly, you need funding discipline, which means that contributions should be paid in the amounts that are owed rather than deferred to future years. Many plans around the country have not made their required contributions over the years. They've essentially shorted their contribution, and the result has been that it has affected their funded status in some cases dramatically. For example, some of the plans in Illinois have greatly underfunded their obligation, and it has essentially been exacerbated now by the downturn in the market.
But Wisconsin hasn't been completely immune from the ups and the downs of the market, especially because for 2 years now, the fund has been paying out reduced benefits.
That's correct. When we experience downturns in the market, we are not immune from those downturns, particularly in 2008 as an example. The fund lost a significant value. It came back quite well in 2009. But we have a fairly unique structure in terms of the way we manage our liabilities. One of those fairly unique features is that investment return decline may result in reductions in pension payments to our retirees.
David Stella, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.